So, Leah, I heard that you were sick. How are you feeling now?
Better, thanks.
Phew, that's a relief.
Yeah, no kidding. I wasn't feeling well for a long time.
If you don't mind me asking, what happened exactly?
Well, first my lower back started to feel uncomfortable. I also started to feel dizzy and weak.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The weird thing is that I noticed these symptoms while I was at work. The pain in my back spread to my neck and shoulders. Everything was hurting.
That's scary.
It was, but I'm doing a lot better now.
I can tell. You sound healthy.
Thanks. Anyway, I ended up going to see the doctor. He did a lot of tests and said I was completely fine, which was weird because I felt so nauseous a lot of the time. My symptoms were so severe.
You must have been frustrated.
I was. Then the doctor asked me a strange question. How many hours in a day do you spend sitting down?
And what was your answer?
A lot. When I thought about it, I realized that I sat for an hour on my commute to work on the train. I worked 9 hours a day, and I was sitting most of that time. Then I had a 1 hour commute home, more sitting. By the time I got home, I felt so exhausted. I would just sit down in front of the TV for 3 or 4 hours and watch until bedtime.
That's a lot of sitting.
It sure is. And I learned that sitting too much can be bad for your health. It can give you low energy and lots of aches and pains in your muscles.
I had no idea. What did the doctor suggest that you do?
It's simple. He told me to set an alarm for every 60 minutes. When the alarm goes off, I should stand up, stretch, and walk around the office for a couple of minutes.
So the important thing is to not sit for long periods of time without moving. That makes sense.
You got it. Moving your body throughout the day is the most important thing. After I started doing that, most of my aches and pains started going away.
I'll have to remember that. Most importantly, though, I'm glad you're feeling better.